Greetings and welcome to the Psionics Digitarati podcast on Planet Vrilok. Yours truly, Herr Doktor von Vrilok. Just call me Tom. Yeah, Tom Vrilok speaking. Listen, I always find it interesting that young budding magicians rush out, buy these radionic units and psychotronics and go ahead and start trying to manipulate reality, manifest things that they want, you know, maybe even going so far as to micromanage various events in their life, or more so often than not, the lives of other people, politics, sports, global conflicts, and personal pursuits, right? But more often than not, most young operators, or beginning operators, I should say, are unaware of the fact that the majority of the time they themselves are merely drawn into the role of the character that they're playing in the world. And I'm going to talk about that tonight, what that means. No, I'm not talking about your favorite masked man, you know, Herr Doktor Vrilok. No, that's intentional. That's a guise, you know, and we talk about developing a guise for fulfilling a role and taking on different abilities via working with a guise or an avatar of some sort. There was even an old technique my mentor and I developed way back in, gosh, I don't know if it was like the year 2000, maybe as late as 2003. We developed a technique for creating a god form and nesting that god form internally within the human etheric body, so as to take on the properties or abilities of that created thought form, or god form as it's sometimes referred to, and all its various attributes. But no, I'm talking about how most of us on this planet do not realize that we live the artificial self. We're not really living within the true self most of the time. We're unaware of it. Now, the true self is known as the ego or ego self, and it's quite different from, you know, the idea that someone has a big ego or something like that, or somebody's egotistic. The terms that we use in contemporary society do not reflect the greater wisdom of the classic arcanist or the occult. But I'm going to talk about that. So, without further ado, let us begin. So originally, I was going to call this podcast Separatism of the False Identity, and begin with a question. Initially, I was going to begin with this question of why join the Vrilok Psionics Club? And the simple answer is, of course, to find self-empowerment. And then continued the journey into greater depths of discovery. Well, it begins with learning about identity. And that's what I opened up the conversation tonight with, is identity. Identity has been an ongoing pursuit of most individuals to find themselves. You know, usually venturing out into the world to become a self-made man or woman, right? Much of one's self-identity, however, starts with the group association and is observable in the way children behave. Example, everybody else is expected to be exactly like themselves. And that's too often true of children, particularly when we're in the grade school level. So we begin our journey into society through the early years of kindercare. I remember those days. And the only thing that was really good about it was milk and graham crackers. They weren't really that good. Followed by the grade school years, and then, of course, continuing onward through a matrix of institutions. From the cradle to the grave, this routine of moving through one institution into another does not change. Throughout most of life, we find ourselves in and out of one hole and back into another. You know, this reads metaphorically that we are traveling in loops. Yeah, we're going in circles, which is much averse to the mind of an occult philosopher. You see, the occult philosopher understands that progress is not found by moving in circles, but rather in spiral motions, spiraling out, expanding into the world. But to achieve this classic occult feat of expansion, this marvelous feat into higher levels and new potential, the core of the individual must be discovered. This is where we divide between the abstract or artificial self and the true or ego self, right? And a great question that the new initiate to our club may very well ask is, what is wrong with the abstract self-identity? Yes, well, in answer to this, there is nothing fundamentally wrong about the self-identity a person inherits from his or her peers, or the titles of accomplishment that an institution grants any individual. You know, whether you're a doctor, lawyer, a licensed contractor, so on and so forth, there's nothing wrong with this. This holds true so long as the arcanist understands that this is a character. The occultist knows this. A role that he or she is playing throughout his or her incarnation in this life. The problem with the objective and subjective worlds or perceptions is the relationship to an individual's will. Typically, the will is watered down by the many trappings of society, albeit by our peers and the institutions. It's collectivism and laws which are rather artificial to the ego self. The purpose of discovering the true self or ego is to establish a fundamental understanding of your will. Without will, an individual becomes a pawn in an unfeeling cosmos, a square peg in the system, perhaps a slave to the matrices of society's institutions. The true arcanist is a mind freed from the chains of the establishment. And the psionicist is one who can utilize this matrix without falling into the trap of self-identifying with it. To achieve a full understanding of both the material pursuit in life, which you have to have a material pursuit. There is nothing virtuous about being penniless. Okay, so you need materials. And the true self will. I have designed for you a club. But let's break it down here. The teaching in the Ruloch Psionics Club. What makes us special, or perhaps more importantly, most effective? The core of this club teaching is that we start at the core self, I am. Not me, but I. This is the level of awareness of true self. Now, we achieve this level of self-awareness by shedding the various identifiers of name and our identities temporarily in our meditation to achieve centering in true self, even if merely a glimpse of the ego, the true self, we are able to anchor our minds to this true source of existence. And we can repeat and re-anchor there again. This action empowers our individual will. Will is applied to mind and to all else that we do in psionics. Drop down to levels of consciousness desired to work with indeed. There are various levels that we need to learn while incarnated in order to better establish what we call an intellect. Prior to our existence here, we typically don't really have an intellect. We're very primitive, powerful energy vortices, a pinpoint of consciousness perhaps. But here we develop our intellect and our character. As I've said, we are all playing various characters, but that is not who we really are. Primarily, we will work with the level of mind or mental energy. For this level of mentalism, the tools which we will employ are primarily the awesome amplifiers, runes, sigils, and radionics. And to achieve this level of mentalism without the emotional energies interfering, we practice a focus on the ice rune Issa and center our awareness in this realm of ice, the cold mental realm. We may also include, for some operations or pursuits, astral and emotional energy for levels of awareness applied to various instruments, such as the miraculous prayer board, a hands-on psychometric infusion instrument, a balanced and sacred geometry. So work through those levels with the tools, the methods, and techniques as instructed. In the club, you will find your instructions in the various publications throughout the Verloc Insiders Club and, of course, other channels. And I'm talking about other channels of the Verloc Psionics web, whether that's the Verloc.com shop or blog or our Substack or Telegram channel. But you're going to get the most out of this adventure, I should say, in the Insiders Club. Verloc.club. Techniques and mythology. Methodology is referenced from audio and video lectures, video courses, audiobooks, electronic documents, and ebooks. There are also specific pages in the club for your reference, including a beginner's page, which is really nice to have in a club, and a projects page. That way you can see past collaborative projects, also individual projects that we've done globally, and see our results. Additional materials for reference learning and reading electives is included in the club shop. Now, by reading electives, we're talking about anything that goes beyond the core fundamentals of psi magic or mentalism. Beyond the core fundamentals, delving into more about the runes or more about servitors and things that are sort of away from the core of the teaching but are equally interesting pursuits of their own. So, you know, it'd be kind of like saying the core of the club or academy or whatever is metaphorically like a technical school for engineering, and then if you wanted to pursue some electives, you might take courses that are specifically tailored for like ceramics engineering, piezoelectronics, sound and frequency, various other pursuits, you know, sensors engineering and so on, or design engineering or architecture or something. So those would be like electives. So we have those in the club as well. So if you're interested in sort of moving away from meditation and moving more into like speaking to the dead, necromancy or divination of the dead, we have those sort of things as well, various topics. Or if you're interested in crafting servitors, we have those, or dowsing, runes, adjurations for protective magics, and various other pursuits such as elementals and so on. Questions about getting started or any multimedia and reading materials are, of course, directed to the Vrilok team via the club messaging system. So using the club messaging system, club members are allowed to contact our team, and we recognize your important inquiries as a priority to all other missives. So as you can see, there's a lot going on in the club to help you understand what is the core self, how to get self-empowered, and then to delve deeper into the various mysteries and make new discoveries on your own, because you'll have all the tools and you'll have practice and you have access to years and years of audio and video lectures at no additional cost after your club dues are paid. So if you're paying a monthly fee of $29 a month, you can digest any number of years of audio and video content as you like in that month, or stick with us and really train up as much as you like, and message the team to let us know how you're doing, or if you have questions. So keep it in mind that most people go through life believing their own image in the mirror. I'm here to tell you that that is not the true self. Join us at Vrilok.club, where witches and wizards keep the magic high. Thank you for joining me, Herr Doktor, signing out.